Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the guy that told you you didn't want to miss this conversation on The Fan. Right now, let's welcome in Fox Sports NFL insider, the co-host of Why Is Draymond Green Talking About Football? It's not Draymond Green, it's Jordan Schultz.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, buddy?
Jordan, my man, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it, bro. I remember talking to you on Instagram a while ago, maybe on some hoop stuff, maybe on some net stuff. Or I don't know, but I've been following your content for a while. I want to start here. You know, I obviously looked you up and I'm familiar with you. But for the audience that is not familiar with you, just give us a quick background on like where you went to school, how you got in the industry, how you got to where you are right now. Congratulations. I think I saw you sign with Michael Strahan's group.
I did. Thank you so much, Keith. Very kind of you. You know, I grew up in Seattle, played college hoops, wasn't very good, and decided I should give football a try about 3 years ago. Made the decision on the heels of some conversations I had where I don't think being a generalist was very good. I thought that having the – I always felt that if I had a different skill set and could do a lot of different things, that would serve me well, but it was actually hurting me, and I was hesitant to go down the route of NFL insider, knowing that it's a very competitive space and that it's a very specific type of space. But I guess I gave it a try, and it was a good decision. But it was certainly hard to leave my first love, which was basketball.
Understood, but you know they say it's not what you know, it's who you know, and you must know some people, man. I feel like you got your ear to the streets. You must know somebody in East Rutherford, maybe Weehawken area, New York City, because you are tapped in with the Giants. I mean, I was following your stuff. You were ahead of the game, and I think I was listening to BT and Sal when Craig Carton called in, you know, fellow Fox guy, to relay the message about Daniel Jones being released. Go ahead and tell us, who's the mole? Who's the guy in the locker room giving you all the information?
There's always a few different people you have to navigate. I would love to tell you who it is, but I think even better, I could tell you what's going on in East Rutherford, which is not anything good.
No, it's not. And I first saw your report about Giants players speaking out, and there was like anonymous players. So I'm like, all right, if guys are talking and they're not putting their names to it, like they're talking to reporters, like this stuff's going to get out. Go ahead and fill us in. I mean, this is WFAN. It's the home of the New York Giants. There are a ton of Giants fans listening that are just kind of arms up, giving up on the team and the franchise right now as we head into Thanksgiving, and they're all going to be watching that game against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, I think I would start by saying, you know, it was made pretty clear to me over the last week or so, Keith, that Brian Daboll is coaching for his job. And I think on the heels of what happened in Germany against Carolina, that was the game that I think set ownership over the edge, not necessarily to make a move right now, but certainly to put Brian Daboll on the hot seat and make him understand that this is not tolerable. This is not tenable. You know, it's a very proud franchise, and it's a franchise that is predicated not only on winning, but on class. And I think the way in which the Giants handled the Daniel Jones situation, to me, was not classy at all. I think he has taken responsibility, and he did, for some of the, or for his on-field play, which he said was not good enough. But it's also a quarterback who had been through three head coaches, multiple coordinators. And the Giants to come out and say, Keith, that this was a football decision, I think was just ridiculous. You know, they in one day he goes from QB1 to QB4, essentially, and they put him at scout team safety. I know he volunteered to do that, but it was an embarrassing look for the franchise. And this is not how you treat people. And I just think when you're the New York Giants, for better or worse, you're held to a higher standard. And I think it's disappointing for me just as a football fan to see the state in which they're at. And I think it's very clear that players, and this was relayed to me as well, that players were extremely disappointed, not only in Daniel being benched, but in the manner in which he was benched. So I would say that it's a very critical time for the New York Giants these last 7 weeks to have some type of momentum, certainly for Brian Daboll's sake, I think for Joe's sake as well. And I think also if you look at, and I don't know how much this has been discussed, Keith, but if you look at some of the players that have left New York, either by trade or free agency, it's no coincidence that they have had tremendous success elsewhere, whether it's Saquon or McKinney. You know, both those guys are candidates for Offensive Defensive Player of the Year. Obviously, Julian Love in Seattle, Leo in Seattle.
Yep.
So it's fascinating to me that that's happened.
Yeah, no, it's not fascinating to me. It's the grass is greener with the Eagles who wear green and the Green Bay Packers who wear green for Saquon and McKinney. And, you know, these are mistakes. You know, when these are moves that are made when you let players go and they go on elsewhere to succeed and you're struggling, right? The Giants can't intercept the football. There's a stat out there about them going 10 weeks without an interception.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Xavier McKinney is leading the league in interceptions. Like, that's a stain on not just Brian Daboll, but the GM as well. So that's my next question, right? If Daboll is coaching for his job, is there a world where we see Shane be safe and have to fire his buddy that he came in with? Because this is not going to change anytime soon. I think they lose to the Giants, or I think they lose to the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. And I think they have a couple more losses coming up when you look at the Ravens and the Eagles and some other teams. Like, is there a world where we see them both get shown the door? Because I've already been telling everybody, you got to see it through for next year's draft.
Oh, I think it's certainly possible that both Joe and Brian could be looking for work. I wouldn't say that it's probable just yet, but I think it's certainly possible. Just given the state of the roster, you talked about Saquon and Philly and the grass being greener on that side, especially with those when they wear those Kelly greens. I mean, the Saquon situation alone is cause for concern. They talked about not being able to afford him. They paid Drew Lock $5 million. They paid Devin Singletary $7 million. Well, now Drew Lock's QB3 and Singletary's a backup.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So congratulations. Yeah. That money could have gone towards Saquon. That alone is a huge red flag for me. So listen, I hate calling for people's jobs, and it's not something I want to do. But I think given how badly things have gone for the team, for the franchise, the way that, again, they handled the Daniel Jones benching, I think it is absolutely possible that both Brian and Joe, who to my knowledge still have a very good relationship, could be looking for work after the season.
We're on the phone right now with Jordan Schultz, Fox NFL insider. Yeah, those are just more mistakes. I know that there are reporters and fans online that are writing down all of these mistakes. Another potential mistake here, which, you know, I saw you break the news on Azeez Ojulari. There was a lot of conversation at the trade deadline about Azeez Ojulari being traded, as well as Darius Slayton. So you just mentioned the money spent, right? The $12 million that they spent on Devin Singletary and Drew Lock, who are non-factors, and that could have been spent this year on Saquon. They didn't trade Saquon last year because they didn't want to, you know, fracture the locker room. Well, they also didn't trade Azeez Ojulari and Darius Slayton right now. Now, Azeez is going on IR, and Darius Slayton, we don't know if he's even going to touch the football.
Oh, that's a great point. And too, another one, too, was John Runyon. That was more money that could have gone to Saquon. I don't know how much that's been discussed. And I think they'll get a comp pick, I want to say, of four for McKinney. So there's just a that 100% agree with you. You also, like, at some point, you wonder, or you stop getting a pass for mistakes. And when you're talking about Slayton, when you're talking about who was the other one you just said?
Azeez Ojulari.
Oh, Azeez Ojulari. Yeah, I mean, like, if the deadline, there were a lot of teams, two or three teams interested in Azeez Ojulari, and I think they probably could have gotten a fifth-round pick for him somewhere, a five or a six. They probably wanted a four. I don't know if they were ever getting that, but they just shut him down on IR, and he doesn't have to have surgery, which is a positive, but that's a really good young player. And if you don't think you're going to be able to retain him after the season, and perhaps they do, but if you don't think you're going to be able to keep him, then that was a trade that should have been made, considering that it was at the peak of his value with six sacks. He's still very young. It's a premium position. And they didn't make the move. And now what's going to happen? I don't know the answer to it. And you mentioned Slayton. You know, that was another guy that there was certainly interest for at the trade deadline. I know they would love to extend him. I don't know if they're going to be able to, just because if you're Darius Slayton, or any free agent, by the way, you're looking at the Giants and you're saying, why would I want to be there? I think it's reasonable. I think it's reasonable for any free agent. And I haven't really said this, and I don't want to pile on, Keith, but I want to be fair and respectful. I think it's,
I'll pile on, go for it.
Well, if you're a free agent, all I would say is, why would you want to go to the New York Giants? I don't see any reason why a free agent, especially one that's going to be able to get you know, money, like real money, would want to go there. And if the money's even remotely close, I'm going elsewhere. I'm going to an organization that is not only committed to winning, but is committed to class. And those were two things that we as football fans, first and foremost, have always associated this franchise with, and they're just not there anymore.
Okay, last two things for you. I mean, one is me piling on. When you talk about Slayton, there was all of this nonsense about Slayton commenting on Nick McCloud's Instagram, and there's a lot of people looking at the way that they handled the Nick McCloud situation before Daniel Jones, right? They asked him to take less money. He didn't want to take less money. They released him. They could have just traded him. Anyway, Slayton wrote "free man" on his Instagram. That caused up a storm, but Slayton came out and said it was because he posted a Young Thug song. Young Thug is a rapper who was locked up, whatever. But like, that just tells me like Slayton is on his way out of here too. They didn't trade Nick McCloud. They released him, and that was one of the first things that started to ruffle some feathers in the locker room.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones was after that, and now this is something that they don't control, right? They can try to control the play on the field and wins, but I still don't think they're going to win. But Daniel Jones is going to sign with another team. And if Daniel Jones is QB2 and QB1 goes down on a playoff team and Daniel Jones enters a better situation and plays well, that's going to look really bad on them. What are you hearing about Daniel Jones? I heard that he's not trying to be an Oakland Raider, I understand.
Yeah, well, if you look at what happened over the weekend, I mean, it really, from his perspective, could not have gone any better. I'm sure he wants the team to succeed, but realistically, they release him. They lose 30-7 at home to Tampa. You know, it's a team that looked flat, and I think many guys said they played soft. They were embarrassed. Obviously, Tommy didn't play particularly well, and it's just like it was the perfect storm. Daniel Jones is being coveted by several teams, not only several teams, but playoff contending teams. And the reason is because he is 27 years old. And I think a lot of teams look at him like there's still his best football ahead of him. And Brian Daboll was supposed to be this quarterback whisperer. And for whatever reason, it never really seemed to click between those two. I think Daniel Jones is going to really surprise a lot of people, Keith. And I don't know if it's this year in terms of being a backup, but I think he will be a starter again in this league. I think he will have a lot of success in this league, and it's clearly not going to be with the Giants, but it will be with a team that will value him and maximize his skill set, which I believe is robust. Now, I'm also someone that really liked him coming out of Duke. I'm not a quarterback whisperer by any stretch of the imagination, but over the last 2 or 3 days, I have talked to 4 or 5 scouts who basically are all in agreement that this guy is talented, and he just needed a fresh start. And what does that say about Daboll, the offense, and the organization? I'm telling you right now, Keith, he's going to sign somewhere. It's going to be with a playoff contending team. And at some point, either this year or next, he will be a starter again in this league.
Jordan Schultz, ladies and gentlemen, Fox NFL Insider. Jordan, you're the man. Thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, brother. Be in touch.